The inquiry also criticised the Defence Minister at the time, Dr. Wayne Mapp, saying he failed to correct the public record even after he was told civilian casualties were possible. The report said it was a significant departure from the standards expected of ministers. I asked Dr. Mapp to explain how that happened.
I received a briefing from Colonel Blackwell, which I forgot about that I'd ever received it for years and years and years, and it was only during the particular circumstance of the inquiry that it actually came back to me. When I received that briefing, and I only have a sketchy memory of it, it was obviously pretty limited, I nevertheless should have contacted the Chief of Defence Force, General Jones, and I should have contacted the Prime Minister's office and said, look, I've had this briefing. There is actually a possibility there were, in fact, civilian casualties. I did not do that, and that was a major failing on my part.
Can we be clear on the timeline here, Dr. Mapp, how you were able to forget that detail? Because you were briefed in 2011, and you're telling me that you remembered in 2019?
Correct. Yes, look, I've reflected on this a huge amount. As to why it went out of my memory, because it certainly did. It was really the result of what the counsel for the commission, Kirsty MacDonald, said to me when she talked about Outlook Diary. And when I checked my diary, which I had under my house, I realised, I did get a briefing. It was also very unusual the way the whole thing came up in the hearings itself. And somehow it surfaced back into my memory and I could remember recalling Colonel Blackwell sitting opposite to me, and I could recall that.
Was he the only other person present at that briefing? Because I'm just trying to get my head around, with all the resources at your disposal as the Minister of Defence, it was a pretty key detail for your portfolio, and there were multiple opportunities for your memory to have been jogged in the years afterwards. I'm looking at a quote here you made to News Hub in 2017 where you said you made it your business to be informed about the type of information that was discussed regarding this operation. So I'm just trying to reconcile how this was able to happen.
I think none of us can ever say, none of us can ever remember when we forgot, by definition. I can only surmise it was the death of Corporal Leon Smith, which occurred about 2 weeks after the briefing, that somehow had the effect of removing it from my immediate memory. It was a very traumatic thing, the death of Corporal Smith, as indeed it was with Corporal Grant as well. And somehow that it went from my memory. I mean, if you talk to John Stevenson, I never mentioned it to him. When the program on Murray Television came up, I had no recollection of it. It went from my memory. Now, you know, that's what happened, and it is unfortunate. But what I should have done is, when I got the briefing, that's when I should have spoken to the Chief of Defence Force. That's when I should have spoken to the Prime Minister's office, because then we would have had a proper discussion.
So when did that briefing happen?
Sorry?
The briefing, after which you say that you should have passed the information on, when did that happen?
That happened in around about September 2011. And Colonel Blackwell used to come to my office from time to time to brief me about current operations. And that was actually all of my memory about those briefings. But in fact, because of the circumstances of the inquiry, it did come back to me. He'd also briefed me on this issue that had occurred a year before.
And so were you the only one told in that briefing, Dr. Mapp?
Yes. The briefings with Colonel Blackwell were always oral, and they were always just him and I.
Do you think then that the seriousness... I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just trying to understand. I'm really struggling to get my head around this. Do you think that the seriousness of the mention that civilian casualties could have occurred wasn't conveyed?
It can't have been, because it went out of my memory. And it did. I mean, it just went out of my memory. And yet, it seems on hindsight, I asked myself, how could that have happened? How could that have happened to me?
And so, I just
I find that Sorry?
I just want to confirm then. So if that was able to escape your memory, do you think there were other significant details while you were in the Minister of Defence role that you forgot? It's quite a significant one.
Yes, and I understand why you say that. And it was look, by definition, I can't remember what I forgot. Look, it is unsatisfactory. I did fail the Defence Force, and I failed, in fact, my fellow colleagues, and I guess ultimately I failed New Zealand by not taking that briefing up immediately and then allowing a proper process to take place.
Do you apologise then for your role in this incident and the way it was handled?
Well, I let New Zealanders down by not following the proper process. And so in that sense, I do apologise for that. I always like to have thought of myself as someone who actually was across things. And on this instance, I clearly failed.
What about for the victims in Afghanistan? Do you have any messages for them, or should there indeed be compensation for them?
I've always been of the view that New Zealand as a nation owes compensation to the victims. I have always felt that we haven't done enough as a nation to find out. Now we have the report, we have more information, and I think it is now incumbent upon the government, now having got the report, to do more for the villagers.
Who's been hurt most throughout this entire saga, do you think, Dr. Mapp?
Well, the villagers, obviously, because people were injured, and a child in particular was killed. So, and although the inquiry says it was accidental, nevertheless it happened, and because it happened, we have a duty as a nation to make some recompense.
So, what's your message to those villagers, their family, those affected?
Well, that we are sorry that happened, and that we owe a duty to you. We owe a duty we owe it as ourselves, as a nation, as a whole, that we will do our best to make some recompense for them. And of course, that can never be sufficient because lives have been lost, but we have to do more than we've done.
How convinced are you that this could never happen again through the Defence Force? What changes have been made there, or what needs to happen?
Well, as the report makes clear, there needs to be a better system of recording. There needs to be a better sort of flow of information up. One of the things is that, a briefing of that nature probably should not have been the way it was done. We need a more formal system. It's one of the reasons why I support the recommendation for an independent inspector general, because that would enable these things to be properly investigated in a way that, frankly, we failed, and including myself, I failed in as well.
Just to confirm, in your briefing with Colonel Blackwell, do you think he failed in not conveying the seriousness of his message?
Look, I don't know, because I don't have a good enough recollection of the briefing. And, he did come across, and he did brief me. I know he did that. I can't remember much about the briefing, but I know I did get a briefing oral, and that he mentioned that there was a possibility of civilian casualties, but from what I can recall, it wasn't likely. But nevertheless, he told me that. So he did the right thing. Okay, things could have been done better. That's not so much his fault. That's a system-wide fault that we did not have proper systems. So I was very pleased to see Air Chief Marshal Kevin Short, who's a man I have very high regard for, saying he's going to fix this.
A system-wide failure. Was it sloppy on multiple levels, including your own handling?
Yes. And that's very clear from the report.